everyone, and welcome into our Tuscarawas County COVID-19 Information Podcast, which is sponsored and hosted by Get Level Media, the Tuscarawas County Health Department, the City of New Philadelphia Health Department, and the Tuscarawas County Chamber of Commerce. The purpose of this podcast is to talk about the COVID-19 vaccine and how important it is for residents of Tuscarawas County. And you know, when we just say Tuscarawas County, we also mean everybody, the state of Ohio, the entire nation, and how important it is to seriously consider receiving the vaccine when it becomes available to you. Our best opportunity to begin to control the coronavirus is by receiving the vaccine when it's available to us and by continuing to following the best practices we've all heard and probably repeated frequently. Shelter in place when possible. Wear face masks whenever you're around others. Keep a safe distance from others and wash your hands frequently. My name is Darren Lautenschlager. I'm from Cleveland Clinic Union Hospital, and I'm very pleased to be able to be joined by several folks today who are going to talk with us about the vaccine, about what they've seen and heard throughout this process and pandemic. I'm joined today by Steve Stokey, who's the Executive Vice President of Allied Machine and Engineering, Scott Robinson, President of the Tuscarawas County Chamber of Commerce, Katie Seward is the Commissioner of the Tuscarawas County Health Department, and of course, Vicki Iono is the Commissioner of the New Philadelphia City Health Department. Our focus for this portion of the presentation is on our area's business and economic community. And at this time, I'd like to welcome in Steve Stokey and Scott Robinson. Steve, Allied has demonstrated its concern for the safety and protection of its employees throughout the pandemic. Tuscarawas County Health Department has mentioned frequently that how much your staff has been in touch with them, make sure that all protocols are being followed and for best advice and guidance. And at this point, have you already talked with your employees about the importance of the vaccine when it becomes available to them, or do you plan to when it does?
Yeah, thanks, Darren. Janine Garber from Allied has done a fantastic job of staying in touch with the health department and certainly keeping us up to speed with the latest information from the health department and the CDC, as you said. Right now, we have not had a proactive, I'll call it campaign or communication on the vaccine, just because it's so new right now. What we are doing is continuing to stay vigilant and continuing to use those best practices every day. What we hear a lot now is, I'll call it COVID fatigue, where when is this gonna be over? And certainly the vaccine gives us all hope that this may have an end date sometime in the future. So what we're trying to do every day is stick to those CDC protocols until we know that the vaccine is going to be available to folks. Obviously, there's a protocol, there's a process. Right now, there's a shortage. And I like to use the analogy that we don't want to get over our skis and start talking about something that isn't currently readily available. So when that time comes, I know our folks are preparing and working with the health department, and we'll have a message ready whenever that happens. And then the one thing that Allied wants to make sure that we do is make it easy for our people to be able to go get the vaccine when it is available. So I imagine that we'll be working around some flexibility in work schedules and then try to align ourselves with whatever process is developed to be able to deliver it.
Very good. Well, from what you're saying, then it sure seems like that in your estimation, you may believe that this is an important breakthrough in helping not only our community, but our entire world, so to speak, and breaking and moving away from the grip of the pandemic.
Oh, it's a huge breakthrough. And, you know, the Operation Warp Speed, however they did it. You know, I'm a novice here on this call when it comes to being an expert in health, but I have talked to some of my friends that are doctors. I've asked them their advice. You know, what are they seeing? What do they think? And I think the best endorsement that I received from some of my friends is they said, we've received the vaccine and both doses, both shots. And these would be people that I would consider to be very conservative, and they're on board and they're moving forward.
Very good. Thank you, Steve. Scott, you know, the Tuscarawas County Chamber of Commerce includes a wide sector of the area's business community with your members and has served as a recognized outlet for important COVID-19 info for its members. When it comes to wearing masks and following the recommended best practices, does it really matter how big or small a local business or organization is to have success in controlling the coronavirus?
Well, Well, absolutely, Darren. Thanks for having me on the podcast here too. I think there's no question that many of the businesses in the area are certainly responding. Many of the businesses, including ours, have been affected by COVID-19, which certainly in a small operation like ours makes it very, very difficult to continue normal operations. Factories like Steve's, businesses like Steve's, certainly everybody's been impacted by it. What I can tell you is I see many, many people, in fact, most people, wearing masks, observing the protocols that are recommended in all the businesses, whether they're a retail business or a restaurant. I like to eat, so I go to a lot of restaurants, trying to support the restaurants when it's a very difficult time for them. I see many of them, the wait staffs are wearing the masks. There are sanitation stations set up. There are dividers between booths. Social distancing is taking place. All very positive things, I think. They're going to help us eventually get over this particular pandemic. However, as Steve said, I think people are tired of the COVID-19 talk and everything that it's done to us and done to our lives. I know some of the elderly folks, including some in my family, are very frustrated because it's basically taken a year of their lives when they can least afford to lose a year. And that's been very frustrating as well. But I'd say overall, I think it's very, very important that people continue to wear their masks, to wash their hands, to social distance. Those are critical things that I'm seeing taking place in the community, and I'm very thankful for that.
Well, Scott, then excellent points. But when you sit back now and consider the COVID fatigue and so on, how important do you think is the vaccine and widespread distribution of it in rebuilding consumer confidence for our business community?
I think that's very, very important, actually. I think many people are ready for the vaccine. I think everybody's trying to determine, where do I fit in the overall scheme? What am I, a 1A, a 1B, a 2D, you know, whatever the case may be. I think we're all a little bit confused, including myself. At the rate the vaccines are coming in, how soon can I get it? It looks like it's going to be a long time down the road. If we're only getting 100 or 200 doses a week or a month, or whatever the case may be. But I think it's a worthwhile effort. I know many of my friends in the medical industry certainly have studied it, have taken the shot, have had a second dose, and recommend it. I know there is some people aren't exactly thrilled about taking it necessarily, but I think that if you talk to the medical professional, I'm sure they would recommend it.
Thank you. And I think it's important to note, at the time we're recording this podcast, really, the information is, and the distribution of the vaccine is just starting the tip of the iceberg, and we're starting to get details on how it's going to be distributed right here in Tuscarawas County. So as we sit back and we watch over this unfold over the next several weeks and months, I'm sure we're going to have more concrete details to share with our communities. And I'd like to thank you again, both Steve and Scott, for sharing these important insights. And now we'd like to welcome in and turn to our two health commissioners to address some of the common questions they are receiving about the vaccine right now. Vicki, welcome. And the New Philadelphia City Health Department certainly has been busy with contact tracing and the beginning of vaccine distribution. We've heard that from you so far. With the COVID vaccine now available, even with the limited supply that we're starting to see come in, how important is it to continue with the safety protocols, to wear facial coverings, observe social distancing, and frequent hand washing? And how are you delivering that message?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. So we need to continue doing the things that we know do work, and that is those facial coverings, the hand washing, and social distancing. We are thrilled that we are now able to start vaccinating. We see a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel, but it's going to be quite a while before enough people get vaccinated that we can let down these safety measures that we have in place. And we still don't know exactly if whether we could still be a carrier. Even though we're immune, can we carry? So that research is still ongoing, and we want to make sure before we let down our guards per se is that we have proof that we can't carry. So we want to continue to wear those facial coverings and social distance and sanitize our hands and surfaces for now. It's going to be, I just lost my train of thought. So Josh, I'll have to cut that one. So we also have to remember that, that's what I was going to say, that we have a 14-day window. Once we do receive our vaccine, we need to wait for those antibodies to build in our system. And also after that second dose, so we have full coverage of at least with the Moderna, about 94%.
Okay. Vicki, you know, one of the things that happens when new information comes out is that a lot of people, first thing they do, grab their phone, start Googling, start looking on social media, trying to obtain information and so on. So there's a lot of information out there about potential side effects of taking the COVID vaccine. What can you tell us that you can share with folks about what are some of the expected side effects from receiving the COVID-19 vaccine?
Okay, so from having the vaccination myself and some reporting back from some of our patients that have received it so far, we know that it can cause a sore arm for a couple days. Usually that resolves. It's sort of like a tetanus where you just have a slight sore arm. A few of our folks that have had COVID infections in recent months have called back and they experienced a little bit more immune response than that. They had like a flu-like symptoms. Usually they resolve within 24 hours. And that's something we may expect with the second dose for those of us that haven't had COVID infections. Because then now our body has the antibodies and it will recognize that second dose and may do what it's supposed to do, and that's the immune response. It may heat up the body with a low-grade fever. You may have chills, fatigue, headache, some of those flu-like symptoms. But that should resolve within, like I said, 24 hours. That's what we've seen. And it really has been a wonderful vaccine overall, with very little side effects, and hardly anyone, no one that we vaccinated have had any adverse event.
And that seems to be the case in all of the reporting going on for both types of vaccines that have been distributed to this point, the Moderna and Pfizer. Is that correct, Vicki?
That's correct. It's been very, very safe. You know, we've had no one die from this vaccination and very, very few contraindications, meaning reasons of why not to get it. So we really don't want people that are still in quarantine or, actively sick from having COVID. We would want them to hold on that. We do know people that have recovered from COVID do have some immunity for a short term. But we don't screen for that. If they've had COVID in recent months, they still are you know, really recommended to get the vaccine because then you get long-term immunity.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Katie, we want to welcome you in too. And, you know, the staff at the Tuscarawas County Health Department also has been very busy. We've seen all the reporting in recent months. And we know that you and your staff are working to slow the spread of the coronavirus in our community, but at this point, who is the vaccine approved for use for? And should a person who has already had COVID-19, we've had a lot of people in our community have it, should they be vaccinated too?
Yeah, those are all really great questions. Thank you. I think that from a public health standpoint, we have for the last year been, you know, the people that tell everyone what they can't do. You can't have gatherings. You can't be close to people. You know, the business community has to put these things into place. And so we're really excited to be moving into this vaccination phase and being able to offer a resource back to our community and back to our businesses that will help them come out of this, you know, and we really want to work with them and get that to them as quickly as possible. In terms of who the vaccine is currently approved for, it's right now dependent upon which type of vaccine you're receiving. So the two products that are currently available are Moderna and Pfizer, and Moderna is available and approved for use in those 18 and older, and the Pfizer is approved for use in those 16 and older. And so, again, it just is based upon the manufacturer of the vaccine. And so we hope that, you know, as the technology continues to grow and more vaccines come into the market, not only will we we be able to meet the demand a bit better in terms of people who want to be vaccinated, but also open it up to potentially different age groups. But again, right now it is approved for use in those 18 and older for the Moderna and 16 and older for the Pfizer. And then to answer your second question as to if individuals who have had COVID, should they get vaccinated? Absolutely. We know that an individual does develop temporary antibodies after having a natural immune response to the virus, and we know that those are short-lived. We've actually seen individuals here locally that have become reinfected with COVID, and it's not something that you want to have more than once, even if you have a mild case of it. So best guesstimates are that antibodies are built up naturally for about 90 days. And so the CDC does say that, you know, by that 90-day mark, you really need to be looking at getting a vaccine if it's available to you. The direction that we're giving to individuals locally is that as long as you're not in quarantine, meaning that you become exposed to someone in the last 14 days, as long as you're not in isolation, meaning that you've been diagnosed with an active COVID case within the last 10 days, and if you have been diagnosed with COVID, you're feeling better. So even though we know that individuals aren't contagious, just 10 days after their symptoms start, you know, the virus unfortunately runs you down for a while. And so, you know, for most people, I'm recommending that 30 days after their infection, as long as they are now recovered and feeling back to normal, then they could receive the vaccine and should.
Very good. Thank you. And, you know, we talked about it a little bit with Vicki, but social media especially is full of all kinds of information. Doesn't mean that it's all true. But in this case, when it comes to our vaccine products, can either of them that are out there actually give a person COVID-19?
Very true about social media. Absolutely. It can be used for good. I mean, we certainly are utilizing it as a platform to share messaging, accurate messaging about the vaccine, as well as how people can register to go on the waitlist to receive it. But like you said, there are many myths out there, and one of which is that the COVID vaccine can cause you to get COVID. And that is certainly not the case. It is not a live vaccine. Again, as Vicki had mentioned, there are some potential side effects from the vaccine that someone might experience, a very mild, very short-lived, but that is actually kind of a good sign because it means that your body's doing what it's supposed to do and is starting to build up those antibodies that it will then recognize when exposed in the future. So no, you cannot get COVID from the COVID-19 vaccine.
Very good. That was a very important point. And I want to thank all of you. It's really been my pleasure to talk with all of you during this segment. I'd like to thank again Steve Stokey, Scott Robinson, Vicki Iono, and Katie Seward for their time. But I'd really like to thank all of you for your leadership in our community in responding to this COVID-19 pandemic. And I'd also like to thank Get Level Media for hosting this podcast and the Touch Cross County Health Department, the City of New Philadelphia Health Department, and the Touch Cross County Chamber of Commerce for their support of this podcast. I'd like to say thank you again. Take care and please stay healthy, everyone.